Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station. NFL Sunday on EEI is presented by
Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
Co-sponsored by the New England Recovery Center. Leave the path of addiction and get on the road to recovery. Visit NewEnglandRecoveryCenter.org for more information.
Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros.
And Zooty. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. NFL Sunday with Rich Keefe, Christian Fourier, and Jermaine Wiggins. Now broadcasting from our Best Yet studios, here's Rich Keefe with Super Bowl champions Christian Fourier and Jermaine Wiggins.
Fourth and final hour of NFL Sunday. It's brought to you by New England Recovery Center. Leave the path of addiction. Get on the road to recovery. Visit NewEnglandRecoveryCenter.org for more information. It is Keefe, Fourier, and Wiggy here with you, taking up until 1 o'clock. That's when the Patriots will kick off with the Jets in the season finale for the Patriots. You can join the show 617-779-7937. You can stream the show anywhere, WEEI.com or the radio.com app. Fourier was doing his TV pregame hit, so you missed us talking about Adam Schefter's quote-unquote report. So let's just have you listen to it, Fourier, and I want to get your response to it after.
And the Patriots quarterback Cam Newton sounded resigned this week to the fact that he'll be moving on from New England. It looks like he's looking for something different. The Patriots are looking for something different. Both sides enjoyed their relationship, but both sides expect that it will take them to a different place and a different direction in 2021, with Cam Newton likely moving on and the Patriots in search of a new quarterback for next season. We'll see what direction they decide to go ultimately.
Yeah, heard it, saw it. Is anybody surprised?
Well, two things jump out. One, no, I'm not surprised. If it's just flat out Cam Newton's gone, I guess I'm a little surprised because Bill loves him so much. But if that happened to be the report, I would say, okay, they're moving on. But there's way too many, and maybe Schefter does this all the time, but there's way too many expected and likely, and Cam Newton sounded like. I'm like, is there a report in here, or is this just like you're basing it off of the poor performance and Cam's
interviews? He's got to protect himself, right?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, so I would say this, just hearing it again, you guys tell me. I feel like Cam Newton thinks that he sacrificed for the Patriots, not the other way around. I feel like he probably thinks that, man, I did them a service, man. They held me back. I couldn't do anything with this team. Guy, I can't wait to get out of here. Well, it's like when a couple breaks up, each one says they decided to break up with the other one. I don't believe it to be the case. I do believe that he's delusional enough to think that he wasn't the problem.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't the problem at all.
You know he feels like this, and I think this is based on him talking. He feels like, okay, I was part of the problem, But the bigger part of the problem was the things surrounding me, and that's obviously COVID, the lack of weapons,
oh,
the
God,
no
here we go
but
again.
but that's what he's saying.
But he has said he's given up a lot, and I don't really understand what he means by that. He's like, I've sacrificed a lot this year. Like what?
You know, and I just to go means. Back to it, I almost feel like this is. So I'm going to go back to a statement that he made because we were just talking about it. How, you know, we talked about it earlier in the show about how, you know, he gave up. One, he sacrificed, and two, if he would have had more time to learn the offense. To me, that is such a pile of crap. They're always in regular formation. This game plan, this offense has been so dumbed down.
Yeah.
It's so vanilla that if you can't figure out this offense, which is preseason number one offense, then I don't know. To me, there's a guy that's just now he's making excuses. Give him credit for being accountable, of course. But now I feel like he's politicking for another job. That's what I think he's doing.
Yeah, and what's even going to be out there for him? There's not a starting Nothing. Job in the NFL out there for him.
No, not where he's going to have the coaches, the head coach kind of be on his side. When you look at Bill Belichick, if Bill Belichick, you know, was kind of been, you know, talking highly about Cam all year long, what other team can he go to where he's going to have a legitimate opportunity to compete and the coach is going to be rooting for you to
well,
do
not
well.
Only that, like to your point, Wiggy, if he's not on a team, if he's playing like this for a coach who isn't secure in his job,
right.
He would have lost his job, the quarterback would have, like 8 weeks ago because the top guys like Andy Reid and Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick and a few others can say, hey, he's my guy. And the owner and the GM are like, yeah, okay, if you say so, like he's your guy. But if he's on one of these other teams, these crap bag teams, and they're like,
right.
You're going to trot this guy out again? Like, if you need on, to win or you're going to lose your job.
If yeah. he's on Philly, like we saw with Carson Wentz.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Boom. You know, it's time to play Jalen Hurts. Like, that's yep. what you're going to see. If he's
well,
on Washington.
Did you guys see my tweet that I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Did you see
yeah,
that?
About Carson Wentz.
He wants out.
Yeah,
yeah, but we knew that.
He wants to be the starter. We knew that.
He wants out. No, but I feel like that was
We knew that, Adam Schefter.
That was another one. I'm just saying, it's starting to take shape. You got Haskins. You got Wentz. You got who else?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Garoppolo.
I still believe that James is going to be on that list.
Brissett. He'll be on there. Yeah, sure.
But here's what we were talking about, right? I don't think a guy like Carson Wentz works unless you're saying he's going to be the guy that we're going to give a couple years, that reclamation project. We're not going to just give up on him after year one. So I think you have to be like you're either in one camp. One camp like, you know, I'm in is that if you're drafting a guy in the, you know, teens to top 10, then that guy needs to be the starter no later than his second year. A guy like Carson Wentz isn't, you know, that throws too much of a monkey wrench in there. Matthew Stafford, even Jimmy Garoppolo.
Those are plug-and-play guys, though.
Right, but
they're plug-and-play guys, but they're not like the one-year Ryan Fitzpatrick guy.
Yeah.
They're not hey, we're gonna groom you. Like, because if Wentz, Stafford, or Garoppolo came here and they played well, they unless they get hurt, they should be able to outlast that guy's rookie deal, I would think. All those guys have 5 years in them.
Right, and Rich and I had talked about this. What quarterback besides Aaron Rodgers gets drafted in the first round and sits on the bench for 3-4 years?
It doesn't happen.
Don't happen.
First round picks do not sit that long.
Right, so if you're drafting a guy at number, you know, 12, 13, 11, 10, he's sitting for a year. That's it. And if you bring in a guy like Wentz, Stafford, Garoppolo, those guys could potentially throw a monkey wrench into your plan. So if you're going to draft a guy, then you need to bring in guys like Jameis Winston, Jacoby Brissett, Fitzpatrick, you know, keep around my guy like Cam. You need to have guys where if they're not playing well in week 4, 5, or 6, the young kid's going in and they're the backup for the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, just even when I was walking out of the stadium, you know, it's the first time I was able to be inside the stadium for a home game. Usually, they don't let us inside. They make us go outside in the plaza area. So I was able to actually go on, and it actually felt like a real game day. It was weird. And as I'm just sitting there walking out, I'm like, so every quarterback is just that. Like the new wave is obviously young, but fast and athletic. Like, you got to have an athlete back there that's almost more of an athlete than he is a passer. It's like you just got to get faster. Defenses, once Bill, the way he kind of morphs his defenses, just by the way the league went, old days where you had a big inside linebackers that, mm-hmm. that were there on first and second down, and then you bring an extra safety in, but you still kind of kept those big guys in there. Now it's all hybrid Kyle Duggar, Jamie Collins-esque type guys. Guys that can run laterally, guys that can cover backs, guys that can cover tight ends, guys that can cover just multiple weapons on offense. Like, that is what they need to do. Like, they don't have any of those guys on that offense. Like, zero.
Right, but where are you getting – when you say, like, you mean just more of a mobile quarterback that can get out of stuff.
I just feel like they need to overhaul. I feel like we've been focused on the quarterback – but I feel like they need a complete overhaul. And I think they're going to do it because you could lose Tooney, you could lose Andrews, you could lose, N'Keal Harry is not that guy. N'Keal Harry, you know the team he should play on? The Titans. He's a Titan. A run first, heavy team. We like to get the ball into our. Watch those guys, those receivers, Brown and.
Yeah, but Brown and Davis are at least
legit.
Come on.
I know, but my point is, it's not that offense. Like, if this offense, the Patriots offense at its peak, is a master class offense but it's from the quarterback. So if you don't have that quarterback like Brady, why would you run this sophisticated offense?
Well you got
to
ask
yourself. You don't have the ability to do it.
And you got to ask yourself, what camp are you in? I think there's two camps heading into this offseason. I'm in the camp of, I want you to draft this young guy, and he's going to be the starter by next year. Or I'm in the other camp that is, where you tweeted out Carson Wentz trading for Garoppolo, like those retreads that might just need a change of location. So you have to ask yourself, what camp are you in? Because you can't do both.
Yeah, and I think to me it's more and more clear that it should be the rookie route, because this team is not a Stafford, Garoppolo, and I don't even like Garoppolo, but Stafford, Wentz, right. Garoppolo away from all of a sudden being better than the Bills and being a team that is going to be competing for the Super Bowl. So you might as well, because they have so many needs, you might as well get that young 22-year-old quarterback, get him in there, get some pieces around him, and build so in a couple of years, not only are you good that year, but there's mm-hmm. a chance that you could go on another run. Like, we talk about who they should draft in the first round. You could have 10 different people on, and they would say, well, really, they need a D lineman, or really, they need a linebacker. Actually, a wide receiver again. Or, you know what? If they can get the best tight end, get the best tight end. Or actually, a quarterback. Like, they have so many needs that I would take the young quarterback, try to spend in free agency, but not for old guys. Try to get guys that are just getting off their rookie deal and right. could be a part of your future. That's what I would do.
What I'm looking at is I don't want to go the young kid route. I like a guy that's got 2 to 3 years seasoned with playing opportunity. I know this is an outlier, difficult to kind of replicate, but the Drew Brees situation. Played in San Diego, was in a mm-hmm. quarterback competition with, what's his face there?
Philip Rivers.
Yeah, okay.
They drafted him in the first round, so you knew he was out.
Yeah, but still got hurt. You could tell he hadn't really established himself as a consistent stud, but then he blows his shoulder out. Mm-hmm. All right, and then Miami misses on him. New Orleans picks him up. I feel like that is where they should go. Like,
yeah,
25
but who is that
years.
Guy?
Well, I'm listing them to you. Like, I mean, I think Carson Wentz is that type of guy. I think Jameis Winston, longer shot, could be that type of guy.
So you want the reclamation project?
I want that guy that's already has a already mental strong foundation and an understanding of how defenses work. Like, forget about where I should throw the ball. He has the ability. How does the defense work, okay? Mm-hmm. If you do this, they're going to do this. It's like, it doesn't change. You have to do this. And if they don't, then you know where the ball needs to go. I want that guy. I don't want, like, Dwayne Haskins. I don't think he understands how defenses work.
Don't want him.
Like,
no.
So, I mean, and I also think you need to know how the play is built and why do we have a flat curl combo. What are we trying to do? Hey, when do we throw post? Oh, because they're doing this. Hey, you come to the sideline. I already know what they're doing. Hey, listen, we can work on this together. Hey, every time we go in this formation with this motion, they rotate. Okay, so what's the cover three beater? What's the man, you know, rover beater? What is it? I feel like that is the guy I want. I don't want some young kid who is going to take forever, and then it's a long shot if you even hit it. Like, that to me is the biggest crap, gamble of any position in the in any sport, a quarterback in the first round. So that's
yeah,
my,
but what if
what
if you end up with Justin Herbert?
Right.
Again, don't you feel like they're set for a quarterback for years to come?
Year one feels like it. But yeah. My point is, but how difficult is it for you to hit on those picks?
No, you're right. It's
just
tough.
I just feel like it's hard. And if that guy doesn't exist, then, you know, who knows what you got.
Yeah, but
somebody's going to spin loose. Now, you could get into the problem is with some of these guys that are going to get dismissed, you know, whether it's Carson Wentz gets traded or Jimmy Garoppolo is available. Do you want to take a guy who might not be this great quarterback, but you're probably going to have to pay him a ton? Like, the one thing you could say about Cam Newton is he gave you basically what you paid him for.
Exactly.
The lowest paid quarterback in the league, and you got it. If Cam Newton was making $25 million this year, it'd probably be even worse for the Patriots. And I just wonder, because you have so many needs, can you afford to throw $20+ million at a quarterback that, fingers crossed, is gonna bounce back and be good?
And the other thing I think, Christian, you're missing out on is where you are drafting. You are now potentially drafting somewhere, you know, we know 15 and maybe get close to 10. So you're willing to kind of go down the route of, all right, we'll go and get that retread, you know, reclamation project, and potentially miss out on a Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson sitting here at number 10, 12, 13.
Well, I do think, listen, like, what's available, I think your strategy is going to change just based on just how.
But we know what's available.
How everything. Do you?
Yeah, we know Jameis Winston.
I'm talking about draft. I'm talking about draft picks. I'm talking about.
Well, we know what the five guys are, right? Everybody's talked about them. We know, obviously, it's Trevor Lawrence is, based on what everybody's saying, is number one. We don't know who 2 through 5 is. We don't.
Fields is going to go 2.
Well, now all of a sudden, but two weeks ago, Rich, people would have told me it was Zach Wilson. Right, until Justin Fields played Clemson, right? Yeah. So let's just, you know, hypothetically, I agree with you. It's probably going to be Justin Fields. So from 3 to 5, we know it's Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, or Kyle Trask, excuse me. So you know that you have the opportunity to get one of those guys. And could one of those guys be, and I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes, and I'm not saying Deshaun Watson, but based on where you're picking, could one of those guys potentially be that caliber quarterback, Allen?
I'm looking at a mock draft right now. This is Walter Football, puts together a mock draft every single year, and they have the Patriots at 14 taking Zach Wilson, who's the third quarterback. They think only two. They go 1-2, they go Lawrence Fields, then, you know, linemen and skill position guys, and then Zach Wilson at 14. So, if the Patriots are sitting there in the middle, win or lose today, obviously lose a little bit better chance, but win or lose today, I think they have an opportunity to take that third quarterback. I mean, when it was Mahomes and Watson, what was that, 10 and 12 after Trubisky
10 and 12.
Went 2?
Yeah. And Christian, you would rather go get the retread and Carson Wentz.
I use Drew Brees as an example. I think he's a great example. I don't know how old Carson Wentz is, 26 maybe?
Like 27, I believe.
27 to 28.
So imagine if you can get 5 years of that guy.
At
high level. 5 years, assuming. My thing is, like, most of these rookies, they don't see the second contract. They don't see it. Like, you have your Mahomes, you know, and Wentz, they probably feel like they made a mistake signing him so early. Jared Goff probably felt like they made a mistake re-signing him before his contract was even up. But they felt like they had him. They didn't want to mess with it, and they did. But I feel like all these guys are regretting it. But what is the alternative? If you don't overpay for them, you end up shopping from the bargain basement barrel, hoping that one of these guys is just.
But that's sort of the thing, isn't it? And if they weren't going to give Tom Brady $25 million, why all of a sudden would they give Carson Wentz more?
Well, I think they need to. I think that is the cost of doing business in the NFL.
No, you're
that
right.
That is my point.
Right, yeah. But here's,
and then
here's
they should
what I
change.
Say.
I just wonder if they have the appetite for that.
Here's what I would say to you, Christian, though, right? Okay, the route that you're going on, you've given me Drew Brees, who was hurt, and most nobody wanted him because of the shoulder injury. So,
well, two teams wanted him.
Well, yeah, right. But, I mean, Miami passed on him because of the shoulder injury, and New Orleans ultimately signed him. So you're talking about a guy who had a shoulder injury. But anyways, you're giving me one guy in Drew Brees, right, versus if I say to you how many top 15 quarterbacks in the NFL have hit, you know, throughout the draft, I bet you it's a lot better odds of getting a top 15 than hitting on a retread Drew Brees. So I would much rather have Trey Lance, Kyle Trask, true, and Zach Wilson over Garoppolo, Wentz, Sam Darnold, because my odds of hitting on one of those guys is much better than a retread. You could say two guys in, what, 20 years, and that's Drew Brees and Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, see, I guess my point is I like stacking the deck with information. If the age is appropriate as far as where they are age-wise, and I still feel like there's a lot of meat on the bone, because let's not act like a 27-year-old is old in the NFL as a quarterback. No. Not at all. I would say, so other examples, I use the Hasselbeck example a lot with he was with the Green Bay Packers and how he ended up coming to Seattle. Holmgren knew him and then basically traded for him, and he was a starting quarterback. Took him a while because he had some injuries, but took him a while. He's a stud.
But that's not the comparable, though. Like, you know, I'm comparing, if you're picking 10 or 12, you might hit on the next Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson. You're giving
odds
me guys
that you
like,
won't.
You're giving me guys like Matt Hasselbeck. I mean,
I'm talking. That is. Listen, I'm the GM. Unless somebody blows me away, and I know that I have another guy that has just as much upside, yet is already 2 years in, and I don't listen. You've already done the first two tests. You know, like I feel like, I feel like the hardest part is, can these guys handle the mental challenge, the volume of information that I got to give them? Can they handle it? I feel like a lot of these guys can't handle it. They can't. You find out quickly that they can't. So, saying that the other route isn't going to work. Yeah. I'm just saying, for me, man, I got to know, okay, do you check these three boxes? Okay, I can work with this guy.
Well, and your Hasselbeck example was because of Mike Holmgren, right? So that would sort of be like a Jimmy Garoppolo, where a guy was here.
Yep.
Now, obviously, he played much more than Hasselbeck did and whatever. Right. But still, so that'd be.
But Hasselbeck turned out to be a very good, solid pro.
He was.
Over a long period of time. But if you're telling me that, okay, I'm going after that versus where I'm picking in the top 15, top 10, I could get that Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes.
I hear you.
Who has, and I guess if I would ask this question, Rich, who do you think has more an upside in the minds of GMs? The three guys that potentially are coming out this year that you'd have to choose from, or the retreads in Donald, Wentz, you know, Garoppolo, and all these other guys? If you're a GM, who do you think they're leaning to and saying, all right, these guys have a greater upside?
Yeah, I think the upside is with the draft class. I do think there's a distinction, though. If you're a good team or have a good to great roster, you probably want one of the older quarterbacks. But the Patriots don't have a good to great roster.
Right,
so
but
that's
if you're one of those teams, aren't you picking at the bottom of the first round? So you're not in the world of a top 15, top 10 quarterback. Now that's where the Patriots are. This is the reality.
No, I know. All right, we'll go around the NFL when we come back with really just a look at the games that matter for the playoffs, which, of course, is not the Patriots-Jets game necessarily. It matters for draft picks and things like that, but there are still a lot to be determined today as far as who is in and who is out around the NFL. So we will do that. You're listening to NFL Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
According to Adam Schefter, it appears as though the Patriots and Cam Newton will part ways after this season, meaning today will be the final game for Cam Newton in a Patriots uniform. Pats taking on the Jets at 1 o'clock. No Shaq Mason, David Andrews, or Damian Harris for New England. Jets They're expected to part ways with their head coach, Adam Gase, following today's game. The Jacksonville Jaguars, who have the number one overall pick in the draft coming up in April's draft, also likely to move on from their head coach, Doug Marrone, this offseason, and are rumored to be in talks with former Ohio State head coach, Urban Meyer. And the Celtics are in action today at 3 o'clock when they take on the Detroit Pistons. I'm Rich Keefe. That's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to more NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Broadcasting from our Best Yet studios. Best Yet. Shop your local grocer for the best quality and value.
On the home for Patriots fans, WEEI.
All right, final 25 minutes or so here of NFL Sunday. Patriots and Jets at 1 o'clock. Keith Fourier and Wiggy. And still a lot up for grabs playoff-wise around the league. So let's just talk about the games that matter today. Let's start with this one. The Rams and Cardinals. The winner is in.
Uh-huh.
If the Cardinals lose, they're out. And if the the Rams... if they lose, they could still get in if the Bears lose. So basically there's three teams for two spots in the NFC wild card. Rams, Bears, and Cardinals. Mm. Rams and Cardinals play each other. So that makes it pretty simple. Winner
is Cardinals, in. Okay, so winner is in that game.
Winner is in that game. Do you have a do you have a feel on that one? And is either team in your mind dangerous in the NFC playoffs?
No. Neither team is dangerous, and I think the Rams would. I think the Rams are gonna. Well, then again, isn't Jared Goff out?
Yeah, it's like nobody's in this game. It's
right,
Jared
Goff
one.
Is out, so yeah. Maybe I go to Arizona because their starting quarterback is out.
Right,
man. I mean, the Patriots have played both of them. We've seen both of them.
Yeah,
we saw banged up Kyler Murray wasn't really himself. I feel like the Rams are pretty much one dimensional, even with Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're pretty, you know, easy to determine what they're going to do. I'm going to go with a young Cliff Kingsbury making his first playoff appearance as a professional coach.
That would be pretty good. That would
be
pretty good.
Fun. Friend of
the show.
Meanwhile,
the Bears have a chance. Believe it or not, the Bears are 8-7. They are hosting the Packers. And the Bears, they clinch a playoff spot if they win or if the Cardinals lose. So they still have a chance, even if they lose today to Green Bay. But this game is important to the Packers.
There
because
you go.
If they win this,
my next question.
They got the number one seed. They would
get
have
the
best record in the NFC. They would have home field advantage and the only bye in the postseason. So it is important for Green Bay. Now, if Seattle loses, Green Bay could still be the top seed even with a loss.
Are getting a popsicle headache.
I know. Yeah, but listen, you know what? I'm going to throw a lot at you here. But basically, the game matters for Green Bay is my point.
Right, right. So if it matters for them, then that's the only thing that I think matters for me because now all their guys are playing and I expect them to come out and give it 150%.
Saints and Seahawks are also alive for the first round bye. I won't give you the headache as to how that could happen, but it's Packers, Saints, and Seahawks all alive. Packers have the best chance for it. As for the NFC East, the Washington football team, and they got the primetime game against the Eagles tonight. Mm-hmm. Eagles are the only one out. So the Washington football team wins the division with a win.
Oh, my God.
Or the Cowboys and Giants. Now, keep in mind, the Giants are 5-10. The Cowboys and Giants both would, either one could still win the division. Whoever wins that game, if Washington loses.
Right.
And so we'll know, again, they got the Cowboys-Giants, I want to say, as a 1 o'clock game. And then the football team plays at 8:20. So Cowboys-Giants, the winner of that game, will still be alive and have to wait for the Sunday night game. Ridiculous.
Man, I you started with Washington because I in my head I was like, okay.
That's simple enough. If they win, they're
in. Yeah, they control their – that's the control your own destiny.
Oh, there it is.
That's
them.
Control your own
destiny.
That's them.
Oh, my God.
You know that – what is it, like comment or statement is being thrown around through a number of locker rooms today. Hey, boys, we control our own destiny. Uh-huh. All we have to do is win.
Yeah. Just take care of business, boys, and everything will fall in place.
And it looks like it will be Alex Smith for Washington. It looks like the team doctor cleared him. He had a couple of good days. He was at walkthrough.
I'm still amazed by that story. Anyone who watches that little documentary on him and his leg, you're amazed this dude is actually playing professional football, not like some, you know, over 40 league. He's playing professional football where they're trying to kill him. He's the comeback player of the year, obviously. And you know what? What a great story that would be. Here's the thing. Washington's got a great defense. They got a really good defense.
Chase Young's been great this year. The defense is tough. Like they would actually give another team a problem, whereas I don't think the Cowboys or Giants would.
No. So let's go with Chiefs.
They got a pretty good receiver in the kid. What's his name? McLaurin?
Terry McLaurin. Real good. Yeah. Also drafted after
Their problem is their biggest problem is their quarterback trying to find somebody. Uh-huh. Now, see, they could be that you know, trade for Stafford type of team, you know, that veteran quarterback that can come in and go, okay, hey, we got plenty of pieces around you. All you got to do is, you know, do what you did in Detroit.
Well, hey, Ron Rivera knows Cam Newton. Maybe he'll bring Cam back.
There you go.
All right, in the AFC, you have right now five teams for four spots.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna turn everything off. Hold on. I gotta pay attention. Go ahead.
How is it not five teams?
I think it's more like the Colts, Browns, Baltimore, and Dolphins. All those four teams fighting for three spots. The fifth, sixth, and seventh seed.
No. What's happening here is you have five teams that are 10-5. One of them won't make the playoffs. Titans, Dolphins, Ravens, Browns, Colts. None of them have clinched.
Yeah, but there's four, but four of them will be in the playoffs. You know what I mean? So it's
That's what I just said. There's five teams, and there's four spots. So four spots means four teams will make the playoffs. That's exactly what I said. And then you said three for two. What does that mean?
I wasn't
looking at a different chart.
No, because the division is still up in the air for the AFC South. I was just doing the wild card teams.
I know. So the Titans and Colts. One of those teams will make the playoffs. That's true. If the Titans win or if the Colts lose, the Titans are the AFC South champions. But here's the thing. The Titans, Dolphins, Ravens, Browns, if any of them win, they're automatically in. So there's your Wiggy.
Yep.
Control your own destiny. Whereas the Colts, They need to win and need a loss somewhere. They need one of those teams to lose across the board. So when you're looking at those games that matter, you have the Browns have the Steelers today.
Yep.
Now, the Steelers, I don't think, are playing anybody. The Browns are a big favorite, so the Browns should be able to take care of business. I don't know. The Ravens are at the Bengals.
They should win that one.
I feel like they're in. The Dolphins are at the Bills.
Is Buffalo...
Does that one matter to you?
Well,
are they playing for anything?
Is Buffalo, I believe, is playing for the 2 seed. So they can't get the bye. The Chiefs already wrapped up the bye. But they could get the 2 seed.
Okay, so then
That's, you know, a little bit more home field advantage, right?
I don't know about home field advantage. 2 seed, now you have to start looking. If we're the 2 seed and we play
getting
the
worst team, but although that's all jumbled up. I don't know who it's going
to
be.
Right, now you have to start looking and going, all right, yeah.
But basically, they do have something to play for.
Yeah, so I think Buffalo should be able to win that game.
So
and especially,
that would affect them.
Well, does it? Here's the thing, Christian. Okay. I agree on. We both, or maybe it's me and you, Rich.
Yeah.
Fitzpatrick is out, and we both think Fitzpatrick is the better quarterback.
I know. I do think
that
he's
is an interest. That is a real interesting way he's playing this, man. The way Flores is playing this.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
Oh, so then we're all on the same page.
Yeah,
same page,
we are.
Huh?
Yeah, we are.
So we all say start Fitzpatrick, right?
No, Fitzpatrick is out.
No, I know he's out,
but we would. Yes.
We'd all start him. COVID got to him, so that's...
Or had I made the decision to go to Tua for whatever reason, I would have just gone with Tua the rest of the
I would have stuck with him, yep.
But
like the fact that since Fitzpatrick is out, because I do think he would have some issues. I think Flores would have some issues if they were both open to play, that I think the team would be like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
I personally feel that because Tua now has no – they have no choice but to rally around him and start him.
So one of these teams is going to get squeezed out, though. So the Titans play the Texans, so they're a favorite there. And the Colts get the Jaguars, so they're a big favorite there. So one of these teams – now, I guess you could say if they all win, then the Colts are the odd one out. So maybe that's what the scenario
is. The Colts will be in because Miami's going to lose.
Okay. So you got Miami out.
Yeah,
because Miami's got the hottest game out of all those teams.
Yeah,
in
good
Buffalo.
Point. Okay.
Isn't it in Buffalo too?
Just gonna miss it. It is in Buffalo. Yeah.
Right. So.
So you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah. So Miami's right. Out.
All right. When we come back, we will pick 3 games. We'll pick the Patriots, the Bucks, and a mystery game, and we'll find out how we did last week and set the totals. I think we have a winner. I think we have a winner this year. I don't think anybody can catch him. We'll tell you who that is, and we'll wrap things up. Coming up next is NFL Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Broadcasting from our Best Yet studios. Best Yet. Shop your local grocer for the best quality and value.
On the home for Patriots fans, WEEI.
Wrapping things up here on NFL Sunday, it's all been presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings, Kaplansky.com. By Zuti, build any app your company needs fast. Visit Zuti.com for details. By Northeast Electrical and by the New England Recovery Center of Westboro. Keith Fourier and Wiggy here in the final moments of the Week 17 NFL Sunday program. And we've been picking 3 games against the spread all season long. The Patriots game, Tom Brady's Bucks game, and then a 3rd game of our producer John's choosing. Today, Josh's choosing. And after last week's results, Jermaine Wiggins is the champion.
Say it one more time.
Jermaine Wiggins.
So we were really just all... Wait, you missed last week.
I did. So what happened was nobody asked for my picks. So Tangway picked for me, and he went 2-1. I'll take that.
Ooh, nice job.
Jermaine Wiggins, though, went 3-0, and that's why none of us can catch him. Fourier went 1-2. So the season totals as of right now, Wiggy went 28-20. Fourier, an even 24-24, and I am 23-25.
Well, I'm so happy. I cannot wait for the vacation on where I'm going to be sent, because I know we were playing. Winner was going to be sent to some beautiful, beautiful desert island. So I'm super excited about that.
So I just don't know. Three more picks for today. Let's start with.
Listen, if they would have done that, like, this, if we ever do this again, like we really should.
Next year, you mean?
Have some. Yeah, if we ever do this again, I don't know if I'm going to do it again, but we definitely need to have some sort of prize at the end of it.
Yeah, that's true.
A new TV.
I like that.
All right.
Mine works for me.
Let's go.
We got a great relationship with Ernie Bach. Maybe a new car.
There you go.
Sure.
Even better.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, Bach Exotics.
Driving around.
Ferrari.
Ain't no problem with that.
I'm in.
All right, let's go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are at home against the Atlanta Falcons. Tampa Bay is laying 6.5.
They need this to solidify their position in the playoffs, and why not stay at the 5 seed, and then you'll play the horrible NFC East. So I think they need this win here, and so they're going to be revving up to go.
This is the Bucs' last game, obviously.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they've been just really kind of going crazy. And I think the Falcons, right? They're playing the Falcons, right? Why did I forget
Correct.
That?
Yeah.
They're done. They're done. They're done.
Absolutely
and,
cooked. I agree.
And I do think this is a little bit of. I think this is a blowout. I think the Falcons are the team that has their car packed, and they've already got their planes, their plane tickets for some exotic island somewhere.
Yeah.
They're gone.
And Bucks are locked in. I think they need this as like another tune-up game type of thing too. So I got the Bucks for
They'll
sure.
They'll be on the same island I'm on, Christian.
Yeah.
the New England
Temptation
Patriots.
Island.
The New England Patriots at home against the New York Jets. Patriots are laying 3 points.
The Patriots, I think, are going to get smoked in this game.
Ooh, wow.
Whoa.
I told you guys a couple weeks ago. You laughed at me, and I said the Jets have fight.
That's
and then what did they do since then? What did they do? They won two games against teams that are probably in the playoffs, okay?
Yeah.
They for some reason, I don't know what it is, they do. It's like they get blown out, obviously, but then their losses, they were all close, and then they end up winning two games against teams that you know, the Rams beat you. And
I'll take the Jets, too. Honestly,
I'm going to take the Jets.
I'll take the Jets, plus three. Wiggy.
Yeah, I'm taking the Jets all day long.
I hate the Jets. I got to take the Pats.
All right, last one real quick. Washington football team laying 3.5 at Philly. Of course, football team, a win and they're in. I will take them.
Yeah, I'm with you on football team, too.
I'll take football team.
I love football team. I like that, too. I just like saying football team. That's how far we've come with the
And
the
we get another sample of Jalen Hurts, so.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to that. That should be something to watch. All right, that's going to do it. Fourier, Wiggy, good job. Josh, our producer, good job.
Excellent job, Josh.
Enjoy the final Patriots game of the season. We'll all be back on the air tomorrow reacting to it. So have a great rest of your Sunday, and we will talk to you then. See you
later.